Meet the new faces of outsourcing at CloudStaff. We are hard workers, thought leaders, and fantasy football commissioners. We're just like you, only our office is a little further down the hall. Forget faceless outsourcing. Forget cubicle farms. Our teams of professionals have the skills and systems to step in and fit in seamlessly. CloudStaff. Take your business to the clouds at info.cloudstaff.com.
Shop Black Friday week deals Sunday through Friday at Kohl's. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And take an extra 15% off. Get the big one throws, $8.49. Toastmaster small appliances are just $2.14 after rebate. And Fitbit Versa 2 is $129.99. Plus, take 30% off Lego, 70% off fine jewelry, and save on boots for her, $16.99. Plus, get fast and free store pickup. Shop Black Friday week deals at Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles. Offers valid November 22nd through the 27th. 15% off with promo code ENJOY15. Lego and Fitbit offers and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and happy Thanksgiving, and welcome to the special Thanksgiving Day edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Ariella Nix. Ariella is a professional wrestler that's currently working the independent circuit. Ariella and I discuss her upbringing, professional wrestling, and more. She's coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Shop Black Friday week deals Sunday through Friday at Kohl's. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And take an extra 15% off. Get the big one throws, $8.49. Toastmaster small appliances are just $2.14 after rebate. And Fitbit Versa 2 is $129.99. Plus, take 30% off Lego, 70% off fine jewelry, and save on boots for her, $16.99. Plus, get fast and free store pickup. Shop Black Friday week deals at Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles. Offers valid November 22nd through the 27th. 15% off with promo code ENJOY15. Lego and Fitbit offers and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Shop Black Friday week deals Sunday through Friday at Kohl's. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And take an extra 15% off. Get the big one throws, $8.49. Toastmaster small appliances are just $2.14 after rebate. And Fitbit Versa 2 is $129.99. Plus, take 30% off Lego, 70% off fine jewelry, and save on boots for her, $16.99. Plus, get fast and free store pickup. Shop Black Friday week deals at Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles. Offers valid November 22nd through the 27th. 15% off with promo code ENJOY15. Lego and Fitbit offers and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. At his tone.
Shop Black Friday week deals Sunday through Friday at Kohl's. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And take an extra 15% off. Get the big one throws, $8.49. Toastmaster small appliances are just $2.14 after rebate. And Fitbit Versa 2 is $129.99. Plus, take 30% off Lego, 70% off fine jewelry, and save on boots for her, $16.99. Plus, get fast and free store pickup. Shop Black Friday week deals at Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles. Offers valid November 22nd through the 27th. 15% off with promo code ENJOY15. Lego and Fitbit offers and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Shop Black Friday week deals Sunday through Friday at Kohl's. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And take an extra 15% off. Get the big one throws, $8.49. Toastmaster small appliances are just $2.14 after rebate. And Fitbit Versa 2 is $129.99. Plus, take 30% off Lego, 70% off fine jewelry, and save on boots for her, $16.99. Plus, get fast and free store pickup. Shop Black Friday week deals at Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles. Offers valid November 22nd through the 27th. 15% off with promo code ENJOY15. Lego and Fitbit offers and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, Sarah.
Oh, my gosh, you look so cute. How do you know him?
Come on, Donovan, do it like I taught you.
Love the new tattoo, Sarah.
Come on, baby, come on.
Let's go!
Dude, that's The girl in the pink shirt. That's the girl I was telling you about.
Oh, that's Sarah?
Theater 2 on your left. Hey, Sarah. What color underwear today?
Hey, Sarah. So when are you going to post something new?
Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends.
See you later, Sarah.
Even not so friendly people. Think before you post.
Shop Black Friday Week Deals Sunday through Friday at Kohl's. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And take an extra 15% off. Get the Big One Throws, $8.49. Toastmaster Small Appliances are just $2.14 after rebate. And Fitbit Versa 2 is $129.99. Plus, take 30% off Lego, 70% off fine jewelry, and save on boots for her, $16.99. Plus, get fast and free store pickup. Shop Black Friday Week Deals at Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles. Offers valid November 22nd through the 27th. 15% off with promo code ENJOY15. Lego and Fitbit offers and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Shop Black Friday Week Deals Sunday through Friday at Kohl's. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And take an extra 15% off. Get the Big One Throws, $8.49. Toastmaster Small Appliances are just $2.14 after rebate. And Fitbit Versa 2 is $129.99. Plus, take 30% off Lego, 70% off fine jewelry, and save on boots for her, $16.99. Plus, get fast and free store pickup. Shop Black Friday Week Deals at Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles. Offers valid November 22nd through the 27th. 15% off with promo code ENJOY15. Lego and Fitbit offers and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Shop Black Friday Week Deals Sunday through Friday at Kohl's. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And take an extra 15% off. Get the Big One Throws, $8.49. Toastmaster Small Appliances are just $2.14 after rebate. And Fitbit Versa 2 is $129.99. Plus, take 30% off Lego, 70% off fine jewelry, and save on boots for her, $16.99. Plus, get fast and free store pickup. Shop Black Friday Week Deals at Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles. Offers valid November 22nd through the 27th. 15% off with promo code ENJOY15. Lego and Fitbit offers and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Shop Black Friday Week Deals Sunday through Friday at Kohl's. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And take an extra 15% off. Get the Big One Throws, $8.49. Toastmaster Small Appliances are just $2.14 after rebate. And Fitbit Versa 2 is $129.99. Plus, take 30% off Lego, 70% off fine jewelry, and save on boots for her, $16.99. Plus, get fast and free store pickup. Shop Black Friday Week Deals at Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles. Offers valid November 22nd through the 27th. 15% off with promo code ENJOY15. Lego and Fitbit offers and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Shop Black Friday Week Deals Sunday through Friday at Kohl's. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And take an extra 15% off. Get the Big One Throws, $8.49. Toastmaster Small Appliances are just $2.14 after rebate. And Fitbit Versa 2 is $129.99. Plus, take 30% off Lego, 70% off fine jewelry, and save on boots for her, $16.99. Plus, get fast and free store pickup. Shop Black Friday Week Deals at Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles. Offers valid November 22nd through the 27th. 15% off with promo code ENJOY15. Lego and Fitbit offers and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. You know, from time to time on the program, I'll have people from all walks of life and all sports. And if anybody knows me that knows me really, really well, know that I am a huge fan of professional wrestling. And I have a lady on the program who is a professional wrestler currently working the independent circuit. We're going to talk about her upbringing, how she got started in the business, and what she's currently working on. We want to welcome to the program Ariella Nix. Hello, Ariella. How's everything?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, man. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So looking at your background, you're born and bred in New York City, and I know New York City is the mecca. It's the not just the mecca for basketball, and is also the media capital of the world, but professional wrestling has an interesting background in that area. Just tell me, what was your upbringing like, and how did you get introduced to the world of professional wrestling?
Well, I was born and raised in the Bronx, so, you know, part of New York City. My dad was a huge wrestling fan, so I just grew up watching with him since I was, what, 4 or 5 years old. So I've been a lifelong fan, literally, and we used to just tune in every week. And, you know, more I watched it, the more I got into it, and just the love kept growing over the years.
Wow, that's awesome. Let's stay with the WWE for a moment. What were some of your favorite wrestlers growing up in the WWE?
All-time favorite always will be Shawn Michaels. Like, I would say he's the reason I really got into it, too. Like, seeing him first wrestle was just amazing. I loved Bret Hart, too. I know everybody always says Shawn or Bret. I always like both. I mean, I always lean on Shawn. But Bret Hart is another one of my favorites. I love Macho Man. Sensational Sherry is another favorite of mine. Coming into like a newer time, like CM Punk was always one of my favorites too. Going back, the Ultimate Warrior was another favorite. So I like a lot of the old school guys.
You mentioned some very important people, Ariella, but you didn't mention the man from the dark side. He recently had his farewell, The Undertaker. Did you like The Undertaker growing up?
I did, yeah. I mean, who doesn't love The Undertaker? And sad to see him go. You know, he had a legendary career, to say the least. So, you know, we'll miss him for sure.
Yeah, definitely one of the great performers of all time in the business. I want to stay with New York City for a moment. You grew up in the Bronx, so, of course, in the Bronx, they're known for the Bronx Bombers, the New York Yankees. And, of course, there's the Giants and the Jets and the Knicks and then the Nets playing Brooklyn and things of that nature. But I want to ask you specifically about Madison Square Garden. It's the world's most famous arena. And the WWE, and there have been a lot of great wrestling matches, WrestleMania, a couple of WrestleManias have been there. Have you had an opportunity to experience a WWE event or any live wrestling event at the Garden? And if so, what was it like?
Oh, yeah. My first show was Survivor Series 96 there at the Garden. And I always consider the Garden home just because it's like, you know, I've been to so many different, besides wrestling. And last year I got to do extra work with WWE at the Garden. So it was a dream come true just getting to, like, be inside the venue, getting to see them put the show together, and actually getting to experience it, like, you know, on a deeper level as opposed to just being a fan and being in the crowd. So I've been in the Garden plenty of times, and it's just, I smile every time I even walk by and go in it. I love that place so much.
Yeah, it's been a lot of great memories that have been made at that famous arena right there. Definitely more memories are going to be made whenever this pandemic is over with. I want to stay with the WWE again. You mentioned that you had the chance to experience Survivor Series 1996, not just from a fan standpoint, but from just a production standpoint. Do you remember what the production value was like being a part of that event?
I went to that as a fan. That was recently. But 96, I was just a kid. I was, you know, I was in the crowd with my dad, very excited. And it was just surreal, like, just to see, like, you know, that feeling of everybody being so excited. You know, New York crowds were one of a kind. So everybody was just so hyped, cheering, booing whoever they wanted. And, oh, it was so amazing. Like, it was so many years ago already. But just being there for the first time to see, like, my first live event was crazy.
Sounds crazy. I tell you what, nothing like a New York crowd. Now, let's fast forward a little bit to you working with the WWE. So you had the fan experience, but now tell everybody about your experience working with the WWE. Like, what were some of the production techniques and the values that the production techniques that you learned, not just from the talent, but any of the production crew members?
Well, I didn't really get to work with production directly, but you get the chance to kind of just sit in the venue while they're, you know, they're putting the ring together. You can watch them, like, going over their matches and, you know, coming up with storylines that they have, like, a promo. They're in the ring practicing the entrances and stuff like that. And you can, you know, they let you walk around and you just kind of, you know, as long as you're not in the way type of thing. So getting just to see that was just like so cool, and like how the show comes together, because you watch it on TV and just everything looks so perfect, and it's like, oh, that's so cool, and it's like you don't realize how much work and how many hours it takes each time they go on TV. So getting just to see that and just, you know, how it all comes together is so cool.
Indeed, it is awesome. I've been to a lot of wrestling matches, and I tell everybody, even if they're not a big fan of it, it's always, I always say it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience to check it out. I want to ask you still, you know, you grew up in the Northeast, so the WWE, I remember a time, and you may remember as well, when the WWE was heavy on territories. Territories were very big in the world of professional wrestling. You had the Northeast was the WWE. Then you had the mid-Atlantic states like D.C., Maryland and Virginia, Philadelphia, Baltimore, places like that. That was a little bit more NWA, later WCW, the South, Southeast, Georgia, places like that was more WCW. And then you had the Dallas-Fort Worth area, which was a world-class championship wrestling. Did you have an opportunity to watch any of the other territories during your years growing up in the Bronx?
I did watch some WCW. I was mostly a WWE person. My dad really only watched that. Like, I think he watched the cool NWA, but that was like before I was born and stuff. But so I did watch some WCW, like especially when it was coming into like the Monday Night Wars. But other than that, I didn't really get to watch a lot of different types. I'm learning, you know, like now older, I've gone back and seen some different things just to like, you know, get the experience of like, oh, like, this is what I didn't see when I was younger. But at the time, I really mostly just watched WWE.
Also big on the Northeast in Philadelphia's ECW. Did you have a chance to watch any Extreme Championship Wrestling?
Yeah, I did see some. I never went to a show, but I did get to catch some of that. And it was funny. I was actually watching some with friends the other day. And it was just like, you know, it's crazy how different it was compared to, like, say, WWE. But I did watch a little bit of it back then. But like I said, I was mostly just a WWE girl.
Okay, fair enough. So let's move along now. So you had the full fan experience through your father, and you guys had bonded through professional wrestling, and you became a fan continuing as you grew up. And how did you get involved in the world of professional wrestling?
I would say maybe like 8-9 years ago, I started going out to like independent shows in the area. And, you know, like the independent show, like what I love about it is like, you know, it's more intimate. You get to meet a lot of the wrestlers, and if you want to buy their merch, things like that. And you get to really interact, you know, WWE, unless you just happen to see them go over to the parking lot or something, you don't really get to meet people. So I really love that experience. And then, let's see, with one show I went to, I became friends with Jay Lethal, and we stayed in touch, and he was like, hey, you know, how come you never trained? Like, you have a really good wrestling mind. And we talked about it for a while, and I was just like, I don't know. Like, you know, I always loved wrestling, but never thought I'd be in, you know, want to do it. And he's like, you should try it, and you know, just go for it. And then he introduced me to Amazing Red, who was my first trainer, and I started from there and joined House of Glory.
Wow, let's stay with that first training session for a moment. What was that experience like?
Wow, it was just like, I was like, what am I doing? like, you know, I went in and it was just like, you know, you learn like the basic, like how to roll was like the first thing I learned, and I couldn't do it. It was just like, okay, maybe I'm making a mistake here. Yeah, my rolls were so bad, and I remember I was sore for like 4 days after that first class. So
wow.
It was just like, you know, the wrestlers make it look so easy on TV. Not that I thought I was going to be like a super athlete, but I was like, wow, this is even harder than it looks.
Yeah, man, I've watched a ton of wrestling documentaries, and they always talk about a lot of, even your current professional wrestlers, they always talk about those rough years and that first day of training. They always talk about that they're sore. They're always sore, learning how to take bumps and just definitely going through that process of getting into the professional wrestling business. I want to stay with the business for a moment. You know, you mentioned earlier about learning how to roll and take bumps and things of that nature. I was watching a documentary one time, and it says that when a wrestler once said, when you get slammed on the mat, you never get used to it. Have you still gotten used to it?
Yeah, no, I can agree with that. You know, to a degree, it's weird. You know, you learn how to do it properly so that, you know, so you stay safe and stuff like that. But it's not a natural thing that you do. So So even now, like, I've been, like, you know, in the business in and out 7 years almost, and it's still like, okay, boom, you got to do it this way, you got to do it that way. You know, like, you know it just because you've been doing it for so long, but it's something like whatever they said in the interview that you watched, that it's really, you don't fully ever get used to it because it's not a thing that your body is supposed to do.
Okay, so now we go from the training process. What is a typical training like in a wrestling school? I know you mentioned that you take bumps and you learn how to land properly, but what goals involve? What else is involved in it as far as like a training regimen, maybe with weightlifting or running laps? What else is involved in this?
I guess every school is different, but like usually a class will start out like doing rolls, doing a bump, like a routine drill that you just do warm ups, things like that. And then I guess it just depends on the class and what people want to work on, what the trainer wants to do, and, you know, everybody's experience level. Like, you know, some people have been training for years, so they'll do more advanced things. And then, like, the beginners that are just coming in, they might just focus on the basic stuff, like the bumps and the rolling. The gym is very important. You know, depending on your school, some schools are lucky enough to have weights and stuff there that you can work out, but most people work out on their own. And it is very important just to work out outside as much of the ring as it is inside.
Okay, I want to stay just with the whole training process. You mentioned that Shawn Michaels was your favorite wrestler growing up, and Shawn Michaels was known for being a high flyer and being a daredevil, if you would like to call it, or aerial tactics. What's your wrestling style like? Is it similar to Shawn Michaels, or how would you describe your style of wrestling?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not a high flyer. I'm the total opposite. I see myself more like technical brawling style. Like, I just keep it simple. I just want to hit you, beat you up. I'm not fancy. I don't do a lot of flips. I don't do anything, you know, crazy and fancy. And, you know, so many people can do a little 630s. That's not me. So I'm definitely the opposite. But just, you know, straight to the point. I want to brawl. I want to fight, beat you down, and very, you know, technical and just brawler style.
Describe your moveset. I mean, do you execute a lot of suplexes, or do you, like you mentioned earlier, you do primarily a lot of brawling?
I'm in between. A lot of my, like, signature moves are focused on the neck. I use, like, a rolling elbow, a rude awakening neck breaker, things like that, like a Rings of Saturn submission-type finish. So I try to, you know, a lot of my stuff is based around the neck. You know, just gotta beat them up and get them to that point where I can make them, you know, either tap out if I use the Rings of Saturn, or, you know, just beat them up so where I can get the pin.
Okay, pretty cool. So now we talked about the training, we talked about your moveset. I want to ask you, what was your first match?
Okay, so this is a complicated question, and I'll explain why. So my first match where, like, for me, technically don't consider it a match just because it was like a gimmick thing. I was like a manager at a show, and then my client lost to this wrestler, Boris War. So that's because he lost, I was supposed to wrestle him. But the next show, I came out in sweat, like, I didn't even come out in gear. And we did like a little 3-minute match where he beat me. So technically that's my first match, but I didn't go into it kind of like as a real match. It was just like, hey, it's a gimmick. You're going to do a couple of things and then you lose. First technical real match, if I want to, you know, if you consider it a real match, was against Deonna Purrazzo.
Did you win? I said, did you beat her? Did you win?
No, I didn't beat her. She won. It's okay. Oh. It was my first match, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
But you know what? That's common. Yeah, you know what? Because, you know, that's very common when I've listened to a lot of wrestlers' interviews. The majority of them never win their first match. They never. It's rare that I've heard a wrestler say, oh, yeah, well, I won my first match. It's just weird. And when you said that, I was like, that's the one, probably one of the few common things among professional wrestlers. They never win their first match. It's just, how long was it? Do you remember it?
It was about 8 minutes, something like that.
Okay, cool. Well, you mentioned that you work the independent circuit, so you definitely do your thing on the independent circuit. What are some of the promotions that you've worked for?
I currently train with Creative Pro Wrestling based out of Long Island. That's my home fed. I've been with them for about two and a half years now. you know, I've worked all over this. Like, you know, I was a former Pro Wrestling Magic women's champion. I worked with VPW. I was their former women's champion. I worked with Capital, now known as Catalyst, for a while. TVP up in Massachusetts. You know, I've been lucky enough that I've been working a lot of places up and down the East Coast. So I just, you know, once COVID's over, I hope to get right back on that grind and just working all over the place.
Yeah, I've had a couple of independent wrestlers on my program, and they've said the same thing you said. They're currently working regional right now. But like you said, when COVID, when the world opens back up, you definitely guys can get back on the grind and definitely get to the money. I'm looking at some of your titles right here. You were the PWM Women's Champion. You held that for a while. It looks like it's 20. You held it for 20 days, but you had a long reign as the VPW Women's Champion. You held it for 336 days, from September 2nd, 2019, to November 1st, 2020. Just tell me, what was it like just being a champion for that lengthy period of time?
It's awesome. You know, the promotion believes in you to represent their company, so I'll always be grateful for that. And, you know, I got to work with so many different people since I had that, since, you know, I had the title for so long, so they brought in different people for me to wrestle. And it was great. You know, I was honored just to be their champion. For Capital, I was their first women's champion, so, and I had that for over a year as well. So, you know, always grateful that they saw something in me and they believed that I could represent their company for that long a time, and grateful for the people that I got to work with in that time period too.
Awesome, man. It's always really special when you see a champion hold that title for an extended period of time like that, especially in today's professional wrestling world where titles change and, you know, there's one champion 1 week, they may have it 2 weeks, and they lose the title, they may have it for a month or maybe 2 months at the most. So it's refreshing just to see sustainability and some stability with someone holding that title for that long. You mentioned about being independent and things of that nature. I want to get next to being independent. Give me the pros and cons of being an independent wrestler.
Pros, you get to do what you want. You get to work with whoever you want that wants to work with you. You're not obligated to do anything that you don't want to do. I guess the con is, you know, if you might not have a show every weekend, you know, the money might not be there. You know, most people under a contract are making a stable contract, stable money every week. So I would say those would be the main pro and con of being independent.
Okay, so now we know that the WWE, they have a creative team, because it's not just about wrestling, it's about acting and putting on a performance and doing promos and things of that nature. Is a creative team with the promotions that you've worked for on an independent level, are creative teams as vast and wide as a WWE, or not quite?
Not quite, not usually. You know, the promoter and whoever his team is may have an idea, like, you know, we want to do this story. You know, they'll tell you what you want, what they want, but it's not usually as detailed the way WWE is. You know, especially independent promotions, they run maybe monthly or every other month. It's not like a weekly thing with WWE, so they have to keep those storylines going. And, you know, a lot of independent promotions just kind of put matches together. It really depends on the promotion. Some have a lot more storylines, some don't. But I would say I don't really know any of them that really are the level of WWE.
What's your finishing move?
The Rude Awakening.
Oh, you mentioned in your moveset, you mentioned the Rude Awakening, and you like neck breakers and also the Rings of Saturn. Were you a big Ravishing Rick Rude fan growing up?
I did like Rick Rude. It was funny, like, it was one of my mom's favorites, and she didn't even like wrestling. She just liked him because she thought he was cute. So, like, every time he'd come on, I would get her to, and that was like, the only way she could get her to watch wrestling with me for a little bit. So I did like him a lot, and, you know, it was like a move that not a lot of people are using, so I just wanted something different as well.
Okay, very cool. So now you're currently doing your thing in the independent circuit and all of those things. I just want to ask you I want to ask you about I noticed that you mentioned about you did some stuff with the WWE, but have you done anything else with any other promotions such as Impact or AEW?
No, I haven't as of yet. I did one thing with Ring of Honor years ago. I was like in Moose's entrance for like one pay-per-view. That was like 2016, I think. So it was a while back, but no, I haven't done anything though with Impact or AEW at this time.
I want to ask you, you know, the WWE is getting has received competition from AEW within the last year or two. Would you be interested in working for any of those companies, or do you enjoy the freedom and flexibility of being independent?
I do like being independent. You know, I mean, if either one of them came to me with a good opportunity, I wouldn't turn it down. But it's not like, you know, I know some people have the goal, like, I want to get signed, I want a contract, I want this. Like, that's not my main goal. But if something came up that, you know, was a great opportunity, I would definitely take it.
All right, fair enough. Well, Ariella, thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Tell everybody, where can they find you on social media? And if you have a website, let them know that as well.
Cool. I have Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Ariella Nix. My name is very simple. And if anybody would like to support and buy merch, I do have a website. It's ariellanix.bigcartel.com.
You heard it from her. She's Ariella Nix. She's a professional wrestler working the independent circuit and entertaining and dazzling crowds from near and far in the Northeast. And hopefully she has a chance to do it all over the world real soon. Ariella, thank you so much for being on the program. And on behalf of everybody on the program, I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you. You too. I hope you enjoy your holiday.
I will. Now, Ariella, before I let you go, I had a wrestler previously do this. Now I want you to do this. Get in wrestler mode for a moment and do a promo. Just tell everybody about the importance of Thanksgiving and also throw some wrestling analogy in there. Just do a promo. Anything that's on your mind, the floor is yours.
Oh, no. You can't put me on the spot like that.
Oh, come on, Ariella. That's what they do at the Performance Center and other organizations. They put them on the spot like that.
I know, but I don't want to do a promo on Thanksgiving. I don't know. Thanksgiving is great. Like, you can't make me just do a promo because you said so. So, ha. So that's my promo, and I'm done. No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
There you go. You can't tell me what to do because I'm Ariella Nix. So if I want to do a promo, then I'll do one. But you can't make me do it. So.
All right. Well, you heard it from her. She's Ariella Nix. She's a professional wrestler. Again, happy Thanksgiving, and thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program.
No, oh, thank you so much. Have a good one.
All right, you too. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. I'm your host, Ed Robinson. And remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. And until next time, remember, stick to the script. God bless, and happy Thanksgiving. We're out of here. Peace.
Meet the new faces of outsourcing at CloudStaff. We are hard workers, thought leaders, and fantasy football commissioners. We're just like you, only our office is a little further down the hall. Forget faceless outsourcing. Forget cubicle farms. Our teams of professionals have the skills and systems to step in and fit in seamlessly. CloudStaff. Take your business to the clouds at info.cloudstaff.com.
Shop Black Friday Week Deals Sunday through Friday at Kohl's. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And take an extra 15% off. Get the Big One Throws, $8.49. Toastmaster Small Appliances are just $2.14 after rebate. And Fitbit Versa 2 is $129.99. Plus, take 30% off Lego, 70% off fine jewelry, and save on boots for her, $16.99. Plus, get fast and free store pickup. Shop Black Friday Week Deals at Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles. Offers valid November 22nd through the 27th. 15% off with promo code ENJOY15. Lego and Fitbit offers and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that.
Hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
I head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Shop Black Friday Week Deals Sunday through Friday at Kohl's. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And take an extra 15% off. Get the Big One Throws, $8.49. Toastmaster Small Appliances are just $2.14 after rebate. And Fitbit Versa 2 is $129.99. Plus, take 30% off Lego, 70% off fine jewelry, and save on boots for her, $16.99. Plus, get fast and free store pickup. Shop Black Friday Week Deals at Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles. Offers valid November 22nd through the 27th. 15% off with promo code ENJOY15. Lego and Fitbit offers and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Shop Black Friday Week Deals Sunday through Friday at Kohl's. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And take an extra 15% off. Get the Big One Throws, $8.49. Toastmaster Small Appliances are just $2.14 after rebate. And Fitbit Versa 2 is $129.99. Plus, take 30% off Lego, 70% off fine jewelry, and save on boots for her, $16.99. Plus, get fast and free store pickup. Shop Black Friday Week Deals at Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles. Offers valid November 22nd through the 27th. 15% off with promo code ENJOY15. Lego and Fitbit offers and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.